Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome to this week's Joy of Business radio show. I'm one of your hosts this week, Melanie Mead. I've been on a couple of times now. I'm on the Joy of Business team and I'm also a JCF. And this week I have Venus Castleberg, who is a brand new JCF. So this is one of your first shows because I know you've got a couple of shows airing on Om Times at the moment. So you're starting with a bang, Venus.
Right. Yeah, there's... It's awesome. It's amazing how much energy moves when you choose something. It's like, oh, here it is.
So, exactly. You got a lot to say, I'm sure. But you actually have your own show as well. So maybe what we'll do first is if you let us all know about you and what you do and a little bit about you in business.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Melanie. Yep. So, I do have my own radio show on Om Times Radio called Outside the Impossible. And interestingly enough, it airs right before this one. And I didn't know that until a week ago. And I was like, oh, look at that. I created that because there really is nothing that is impossible. And, but we often tell ourselves, that's impossible. I can't do that. And so I have guests on regularly and I have them share one of the areas where, they thought something was impossible and they changed it and they were able to create it even though they thought they never could.
Yeah.
So that's just a fun
just
little
like business.
Thing. Right. Exactly. Yes. Totally. Yep, I've been in alternative healthcare transformational work, life and business coach for 20 years now, and in Access Consciousness specifically for 6, and then just became, like you said, a Joy of Business facilitator, which I'm really thrilled about because I just see the possibilities of how we can get these amazing access tools that have changed everything in my life into more people's hands. Through business and through money conversations and, again, showing everyone that anything's possible. You can change anything. It's not working for you, you can change it. So,
exactly.
Thank you.
It's great to have you because I met you at JCF training and we actually sat at the same table together, but I actually didn't know you very well. And I actually love that idea of, outside the impossible, because for a lot of people in business, there's a lot of impossibility shows up. It could be something from as simple as actually realizing you can have your own business to obstacles that kind of come up along the way and things like that. And being like a life and business coach, like what kind of things have you, like, first of all, what kind of led you into it? And what have you found on the way with it? Like, because obviously having a show called Outside the Impossible, this is something that you very much believe in.
Yeah, very much. Well, great question. And that's it. Kind of a long story, but I'll just start. When I was 28, I still didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. I was floundering, bartending, waiting on tables, stewardessing on private yachts, stuff like that. And I was like, I just don't know. And I had a friend that actually said, well, why don't you go to massage school and you can do massage until you figure out what you want to do. He said it's good money and you'd be good at it and all this stuff. Well, I took his advice and I went to massage school. And after about a couple of weeks, I knew I was on the right path, if there is such a thing. but for me, it was like, it was, I knew I was headed in the better direction than where I was before. I was like, I didn't want to bartend till I was 50. So, and then through massage, I ended up studying hypnotherapy, energy work, homeopathy. Like, I just kind of got my hands into a lot of different alternatives, and then, you know, coaching. And just, I loved serving people, and I loved seeing people's lives change. At the same time, mm-hmm. a lot of that search was because I thought I was broken, and so I was looking for the thing to fix me. So it wasn't until access consciousness that I discovered, I'm not broken, and I don't need to be fixed, and nobody else does either, which is probably one of the greatest gifts I got right off the bat. It changed everything. So that journey of, you know, constantly searching and seeking did lead me to access consciousness. And now it's more like, okay, so what can we create if we don't have all these problems to solve, or we don't feel like there's something that needs to be fixed? So what was your experience of that?
Different story, a very similar theme. One of the greatest things I ever heard from someone on my early days of finding the tools of access consciousness is, what if there was nothing wrong and nothing to fix? And I very much had to apply that to my life, because I either never seemed to be able to complete something, or I was doing everything backwards. So when you look at life, for example, you go get your education, you go to college, you know, you get your degree, you get a job, you get married, you have kids, you know, so on and so forth, buy a house, all these different kind of things. And I got through education. When I got to college, I did not find it easy. I was just one of these, like, socially awkward, found, you know, social situations very bizarre. I was a total introvert. Nothing was particularly easy for me. And it would have been just high anxiety and just struggling all the time. But I wouldn't say I hid it well. I kind of, what we say in Ireland is, like, I sucked it up and I got on with it. I took it as far as I could. I see so many people now, like teenagers, kind of struggling with education or not happy in it. And some of them will do what I did. You suck it up and you get over the finish line. And you see other people that don't. And you see people act out and all these different kind of things. And when I look back now, I actually had to, only recently in a conversation with someone, had to acknowledge, like, how difficult I did find it. But I all kind of, like, brushed it off. I would just kind of, you know, keep going, no matter how hard I found it. But it's when I hit university, the cracks started to show, in the sense that I found it extremely difficult, even just to, it sounds a little bit odd, but even find where the next lecture was. Like, it was just, everything was just so overwhelming. And I did not find, like, I wasn't the kind of person that would light up a room. If anything, but I had a core group of good friends, but other people, I don't know, just didn't seem to like me. It was just, I found everything very odd. I'm not sure if that would make a whole lot of sense to people. I just found everything so bizarre. So I ended up leaving university, and I said, look, the best thing to do is get an office job, get a bit of money under my belt, and have a look at actually maybe what I would like to do. So I did that. And then by 21, I had my son. So then I really had to kick it up a gear, because I had somebody else to take care of. But I wasn't following that conventional route of education, getting married, having kids. And I always judged myself. And I had this deep, always, even since a child, just a sense of knowing of something. You know what I mean? I was almost like a dreamer. Yet that deep sense of knowing and the dreamer aspect of me and actually what was occurring were polar opposite. They were nowhere near each other. And of course, as you do, you keep judging yourself. I am not enough. I am not good enough. I cannot do this. I cannot do it like everyone else. I'm clearly failing. This isn't working out. What the hell am I going to do with the rest of my life? Because it was always backed up with this deep knowing that something far greater was possible. Yet I actually didn't have a house. I didn't know how to get there or anything like that. I'd be the first person to tell you that I was gravely, gravely broken. Do you know what I mean? I was like, how is this actually going to work out for me? And it kind of started from there. And again, when I found the tools of access consciousness, that's where things started to unravel. And when I went to my first Joy of Business class with Simone Millicent, I had no business. I had no business idea, no business plan. I just knew I had to be there. I walked out and things started to change dramatically because I started looking at things very, very differently. And that's what I love. It's like you're looking at the individual rather than the status quo. And I always had to measure myself against everyone else. You know what I mean? And that's where I failed miserably and did everything backwards. So that's when I started to actually use the tools of access consciousness and joy of business to actually start looking at something completely different. Now, it didn't happen overnight, but you know what I mean? It's an adventure. It's something that I kind of figure it out as I go along.
Yeah. And that, you know, I think we all do. And but then it's like, what, you know, finding what works for you. So I'm just curious, because this is one of the first conversations we had. So how did you discover access consciousness?
Just by chance. Again, as I was saying, like overwhelm and anxiety would have been a huge part of it. It was normal to me. I wouldn't even have, you know, judged it or said I needed to fix it. It was just a normal way that I was. But when my son got a little bit older, like a couple of years old, do you ever just know when you just need to decompress? You just need a bit of downtime. You just need to relax. I actually found a woman that did Reiki. I didn't even know what it was. I just knew this woman. She recommended try this out. And I went, and the woman was lovely. She's a fabulous woman. But one of the days, she literally touched my head, or the very first point, the energy pull in the bars. And that was the one single moment that changed everything, because it kind of sounds very strange, but the minute she did that, it was like, oh, that it's not I found what I was looking for. It was like I'd met an old friend. So that's when you're a kid and you're happy and you're everything's amazing and, you know, nothing's going wrong and a total idealist dreamer child. I'd be reacquainted with that energy that I knew that was possible. And I just went, whatever this is, I'm having more. So the session passed, went on for maybe whatever, an hour. And when she was like, hey, how are you? And I went, I need to know what you did. What was that first thing? The first thing you did. And she was like, oh, that's the bar. Like, she literally touched my head. She said, that's the bars. And I was like, I'm in. That this is like the best thing ever. Because it's almost like, do you know, when you clean your glasses and you can see clear and your head's clear, and that overwhelm and anxiety or that kind of need to, I always call it like decompress. It's that moment when you just kind of just relax and release kind of whatever it is that you're holding on to. I was like, I'm in, this is it, let's do it. I've been on the adventure ever since. It's been maybe 5 years now.
Oh,
how about you? Because you did a lot of, you learned a lot of different modalities and stuff, like you were saying hypnotherapy and then massage and everything. And then
I've also always been a seeker, though. And so, and actually one of my mantras or my memes, is that our break? It's time for break?
It's our break, but we can find out more, excuse me, after the ad break.
Yeah, we'll
it's
do
always
back
impeccable
when we
timing.
Come back.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicent has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back. I'm still here with Venus, and we were very rudely interrupted by the advert. Just as I was going to find out more about you. Purely because typical. We're getting acquainted here. We do know each other, but we're getting to know each other a little bit better, and hopefully everyone else is as well. But like that team, like we were saying too, of like not being broken and not being fixed. And that was one of, like we were just saying before, well, you were just saying before the ad break about how you did find the tools of access consciousness, because that was where it became very clear to you that, you know, each person was an individual and they weren't broken or did not need to be fixed.
Yeah, totally. Well, one of the reasons why I was such a seeker too is I would, you know, like when I first started doing massage, I started seeing like the same people week to week for the same stuff. So then I was like, there's got to be an easier way. And so that's been my mantra for years, is just like, because I've always believed that there was an easier way to create change for people. And I was interested in creating change that actually held, that that didn't come back every week, you know, or didn't, you know. And so for me, when I discovered access consciousness, it really was, and I still am like, is there an easier way? Because I'll still ask that question at the same time. I'm like, I've seen so many changes in my own life and hundreds of other people's lives that never come back. And like, it's just different, you know, our lives are different. I'm different. Yeah, I mean, that was huge. You know, it was like, yeah, nobody's broken and nobody needs to be fixed. And we all have things in our lives that we'd like to change. So it's not a problem. And what would you like to change? And then when you have those sorts of like breakthroughs where you're like, you've changed so much in your life, then you can actually start to go, well, what would I like to create now? What would I like my life to be like? Because you're not focused on the problems to solve, the things that you think are wrong with you or that, yeah, need to be fixed.
Yeah, and so it's almost like a distraction, like as in you get so consumed with looking at everything you can't do or what you're not good at or, you know, maybe where your faults lie. And a great example for that would have been with me, as I said just before the ad break, like, when I did my first Joy of Business class, it was a huge awakening for me, because I honestly thought I could never be in business because I wasn't a good connector. And I thought that was the one and only reason that I would never succeed in life and business. And when I did that class with Simone, like, she showed me so many other possibilities. I couldn't actually use that anymore as an excuse. You know what I mean? Because it became the sole focus of not being able to create a business. And I'm still not the best connector in the room. I'm not one of those people. It's just not where my skills would lie. But I had so much other stuff available to me that I couldn't see because I was so fixated on this part of me that was broken. That was, you know, it was my big, like a big red neon light over my head, Venus, saying, this is the one reason it can't be done, people. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, how do people, you know, how does anyone with such a terrible, terrible flaw actually create what they know is possible?
That's a really great example, because it's like, it's really like, it really is what we focus on, you know. It's like we can focus on what's wrong with us, what the problems are, what we think, you know, needs to be fixed, or can you recognize and acknowledge your strengths and what capacities you do have and create from that place? And if being a connector, and truthfully, I'm not a connector either. But I just happen to be in a partnership with a man and his daughter who are huge connectors. They love people. They love connecting people. I mean, that's just, and so it's just funny because it's like they can be that. And I'm a great mover and creator. Like I love to create and I love to move. And so it's like not making yourself wrong for the things that you don't have, but really edifying and strengthening the things that you do and using those to your advantage. So that's beautiful.
It is. And what I find funny and what I find is it's mine too. And when you talk to other people and when you facilitate classes, the biggest stumbling block is it's so actually hard to see what you are good at. And it's purely because you think it's easy. You think everybody else can do it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, oh, but that's, doesn't everybody do that?
Or, you know, right. You get frustrated with someone because you're like, this is so obvious. And it's like, no, it's not. It's not obvious at all.
Right.
And that's where we actually discount ourselves. That's where we don't actually... Like I was walking around because it was so clear to me that I was the worst connector in the world. I could not see because it was so easy. And it's like breathing. You just get up and you do it. But I had other sets of skills and I just couldn't acknowledge them because I wasn't. You're not taught in this reality to create that way. It's done by the measures of maybe good grades or education or validation from other people. So one of the hardest things is to actually, you know, just say, you know, it's all there for the taking. I have a set of gifts and skills already to be used, and these are what they are. And that's like the weirdest part of the whole thing, I find.
Well, and did you find too that like you've mentioned, you're like, it's so easy for you. It's almost like recognizing it. Like, so how did you start to recognize what your gifts and capacities were?
You know, it kind of reminds me of that thing of, you know, when you have to go find yourself, you're not kind of, I need to go in, figure out who I am. And it's like, my thing is, I'll never figure out who I am because there's always so much there to learn and to grow with. And my biggest learning curve on that one was, it was actually the way I started business. So after I had my son, I spent 16 years working in a local government office. Went to work every day, you know, I worked in a law department. So I did, I worked in a lot of like land deals and all these kind of things. So you went in, you knew what you had to do. You'd get your work, you'd do the dictation, you'd file stuff away, you'd sort stuff out, you'd take the phone calls and you do all these things and you could never do it right. No matter what was going on, you could never ever do it right or whatever. So it started to kind of, it was getting to a point in my life where I went, you actually have nothing to lose by just taking a shot on yourself. So at this stage, I had found the tools of Access Consciousness, and I wanted to figure out, there was a facilitator coming to Ireland, and I knew somebody that was hosting, and I'm not a connector, as we all know already. And I was like, I still would like to know how this works. So she was off out connecting. I said, look, can I just see how you do this? Because I'm really curious. She's like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I watched the whole thing kind of play out and how it was all done and stuff. And I had this weird fixation of, I loved, because the woman was just so brilliant at speaking that she just said amazing things all the time. So I was like, I wonder how you put pictures and words together. I have no idea. And so my son showed me an app on phone. So I was like, oh, I'm going to play with this. And I started playing with like making like graphics on my phone. And I didn't own a laptop or anything at the time. So I was like, I'm going to do this a bit more. So Lauren Marie, who's another JCF, was doing, had this kind of class together at the time where you learned how to do graphics and how to run telecalls and all these different kind of things. And I started playing more and more and more. And I kept practicing, and I used to borrow my dad's laptop when I came home from work before I collected my son from school, trying to learn all these things. But Lauren turned around to me once and she said, Melanie, you actually have a great eye for words and pictures. She says, you can get the energy of stuff really easy. And I was like, really? Do you know what I mean? And it was one of those first moments yeah. where I thought I might, because to me, I was like, energy and pictures to get, but like, that means not a whole lot. I wasn't sitting at home looking at my works of art. It was just, I actually liked it, and I had a mild obsession with learning it and, you know, making it better and how could it be nicer and all these different, and not necessarily from the space of judgment, just from that real, you know, that creative way when you get into things and you want everything to be awesome. But that was the first time I actually, it kind of dawned in my universe, it's not logical, it's not measured by money, it's not measured by you know what I mean, again, things like the degrees or the validation. It's all these unusual aspects that actually go into stuff, and it's not the book smart, it's the knowing. And I'm not sure, but like that moment for me, I actually went, oh, maybe you have a whole other set of skills that you never realized that you had. And I know when I get into something, I get a little bit obsessive about it. Like I'll look at it for a while and I'll learn more and I'll figure out more. And then slowly but surely things just started growing. But it was when I started really digging in then, when I, with that, whatever that energy was, when I started playing with graphics and stuff. But the biggest learning curve was, people would have thought I'd have gone down the graphic designer route because that's where I started, and I didn't. I went in a completely different direction. And that was when I was truly listening. And it sounds silly because it was something that popped up or an article that I read, or, you know, like you literally just touch on something and the next thing you're in a big dark deep hole of learning something completely different. So that was where I started to see it doesn't have to look a particular way. It can be anything. And it was so much, like, I know people that are just phenomenal at what they do with graphic design. I wouldn't be able to touch it with a 10-foot barge pole. I would never have that in me, because every time I try to go there, I always end up going somewhere else. It just wasn't, you know, that way when you keep trying and trying to get it right. And it was, I just kind of let go and allowed for whatever it was to show up. And when you're paying attention, you would start, like, I don't know myself. I couldn't sit there and give you a big long list of my skill sets that I have now, but I actually just have a deeper knowing of where to follow stuff and figure it out, and when you hit a wall and where to move next. And it really is that thing that Lauren said first, it's the energy of the whole thing is what made a huge difference in the way that I created my life and my business, just from somebody so simple just acknowledging that part of the way that I create showed me something so new. And we're coming up to the last break now. We're going to be pros at this soon. Absolutely. So okay. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, Want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the halfway mark of this week's Joy Business Radio Show. You're with me, Melanie Mead, and Vince Castleberg.
Hi, welcome back.
Exactly. Come here. I was on my ad break contemplating life, and I was wondering, because for me, the moment when I truly realized that something greater was possible was those kind of moments when I found the bars and when, like, Lauren Marie gave me that awareness. And I would have gathered a lot more awareness again after that. But with you, like, when you came across the tools and you had worked, you know, as you were saying, people were coming in with the same problem every week, and or maybe not every week, but just repeat clients, let's say. And one of that weird part of business is, you know, you succeeded when somebody hasn't come back. Like, what was it for you when you kind of realized that you weren't broken? And that, because the one thing I find, Venus, and it's one thing that intrigues me, and it was something that was very wonky in my world all the time, is you when somebody either pities you or tries to tell you how to do something. Or one of the things, one of my pet peeves would be if somebody was telling me a story about someone else, saying that this is what happened, and they used to try to figure out why they did it. And I was like, maybe they just did it. Like, I mean, once I found these tools, it was almost like I was like, oh, I'm not wrong for kind of thinking the way that I think, or, you know, the way that I see the world, because everyone else is doing it in such a different, in a different way, like looking for answers or being fixed and all these different kind of things. So you seem to have, like, wanted to also apply that in your business as well as just for yourself.
Yes, I definitely wanted, well, there were a lot of things that, and I think in this reality too, where if, like you said, if it doesn't look a certain way or we're not being a certain way, then somehow we're wrong and we're broken because we don't yeah. function the same way. You know, it's like, and I think that has been one of the biggest gifts of Access Consciousness, just this encouragement for us all to be who we are, exactly the way that we are and exactly the way that we're not. And that there's not a right and a wrong way to be in the world. And we all have gifts and capacities. You know, we talked about that a little bit, you know, like, you know, being able to go, okay, so what are the things that I can contribute, the things that I can be in the world, versus trying to fit into this normal, average, and real. And I did that. I learned that one the hard way. I tried to be, that was probably where I created the most problems for myself, was that I tried so hard to be normal, average, and real and fit in and be the same as everyone else. Well, I think you know, Melanie, I'm 6 feet tall, so I don't know why I thought I was going to fit in and not stand out. And, so,
yeah,
I was like, blend into the bathroom. That I thought I could hide. Yeah, I could hide. So what I would do, and this is actually how I did it, was I would create, and I know I created I would create problems, whether it was with my body or my money flows or my businesses, so that I could overcome problems so that I looked more normal, so that I fit in.
Mm-hmm.
I would even, like, I have been in business for myself for 20 years, but I have often created it and then destroyed it and created it again and destroyed it, just mm-hmm. to prove that, you know, I'm not too successful, you know, not too much. So just getting for me that, you know, it's okay, truthfully, to have permission to you can be too much, but there is no such thing as too much. But it's like, like just blowing the lid off and not trying so hard to fit into the box of this reality that says, you know, do it this way, don't do it that way. You know, I tried the relationship route, was a big one for me. I thought for a long time, I thought for the one to complete me so that I would look normal because I, you know, needed to be in a relationship to look normal. And man, I was in a lot of doozies just to look normal. And I was like, and then I finally got to the point where I was like, I was using the access tools. There's actually the five elements of intimacy. And I said, you know what, I'm going to take a year and I'm just going to do this with myself. And, that entire year, I finally got that I had my own back, and I finally got that I don't need somebody to complete me, and I'm not broken because I don't have a partner or I'm not in a relationship or have 2.5 kids, and I didn't have any children. So there's also that abnormality. What?
One of the things for me, and I love that because you touched on it there, was everything you look, and this applies in relationship a lot, but I get we can apply it into every area of life, but everything you seek in someone else, you know what I mean, that you feel you can't be for you, it's never going to work out. Like, you have to be able to be it for you first, you know, because with things like relationship or, you know, even chasing success, like, is it, what are you looking for when you're chasing that? It's like, you already are it, you know what I mean? Maybe not the way that we think we should be or whatever, but like, that's the one thing, like, that's one of the if I ever feel that I'm heading down that weird route, you know, I need to be validated for something, or I don't know, whatever the story is, I'll actually go, like, you have to be able to be something for you first, because like, what other people say, it doesn't matter anymore, because you're going to get people that will love you, and you're going to get people that will want to, like you were saying, you know, if you're going to get too big for your boots, you're going to get too rich or too successful, they're going to remind you very swiftly. So actually, who are you going to listen to at the end of the day? When push comes to shove, who are you actually going to listen to?
Right. And, you know, ultimately, the one that you need to listen to the most is yourself, right? It's like, nobody's going to have your back the way that you can have your back. And that's a great point, because taking that even into business and money, you know, it's like, how many times do you hear people say, when I have $1 million, I'll be able to, I'll be successful and I'll be this and I'll be that. And it's like, you can be that now. You don't have to wait till you have $1 million to be that. You're not broken because you don't have $1 million yet. You're not broken because your business isn't as big as you want it to be yet. You know, it's like, so where are you saying that there's something outside of you that's going to make you whole and complete, rather than realizing the whole and completeness comes from within. And then you can be the magnet to all the other things that you desire in your life, but not from, there's a hole that needs to be filled.
Yeah. And there's a bridge that needs to be kind of, you know, a gap that needs to be bridged or whatever. And like you were saying earlier too, do you ever find that when you're not functioning from that place of lack or of, you know, inadequacy, or I don't have that yet so I can create something, when you're not doing that, it's like what you said at the start of the show, things just get easier. Stuff starts showing up and like things get created in ways you couldn't even imagine. When you're willing to lose that real linear way of looking at things and all those ways that you think you can't do stuff, Once you throw that all out the window and you go into what else is possible, and one of those tools as well, when you're waiting for the $1 million to show up, it's not going to show up when you're sitting on your butt complaining about it. It's like, what action can you take today to create what you know is possible? Because I'm pretty sure, like, how many things have you gone to create and how, like, and not in a bad way, but have they always gone exactly to plan? Or when you let go of control, is something far greater always shown up?
Always the latter. Yep.
Yeah.
And then the key is letting go of control. Yep. Yep. Or thinking that you know.
Fun.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and that's, it does. It does. It's kind of like, if you think it has to go a certain way, you can't be surprised. You can't have the miracles and the magic of life you know, surprise you. So,
yeah. And you can't have what hasn't been before. You know what I mean? Like when you look at things like the wheel or the light bulb or electricity, you know, all these things, like they knew that something was possible to be created, but they didn't exactly maybe have it. Like they had to experiment. They had to go figure it out. They had to, you know, work with things going wrong, or, you know what I mean? Like everything that came before us wasn't always necessarily magic out of thin air. It was people willing to look at something that hadn't already existed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then one of the tools that we love in Access Conscious is just the willingness to be in question, you know, the constantly asking, how does it get better? What else is possible? So that you're opening even more doors, you know, even when things are great and going well, like you're still saying, what else is possible? Like my seeking for, there's got to be an easier way. Like, now it's like, what else is possible? Is there an easier way, you know?
The seeker is that natural, like, you're always searching, like, you're always, and it's not to disregard everything that has been right now, but it's just knowing that you haven't peaked. Like, we've barely scratched the surface.
Right. Yeah. And in every area, you know, it's like, okay, so great relationships. And business and money, you know, there's so much that can get even better. And I even had my mom recently, you know, sat me down. She goes, so my life is really good. And I really want to know what I can create from here and what else is possible. And I was like, wow, that's a great question. Cause it's like, if you're focused on your problems, you know, you're going to find more problems. But if you're like, well, what can I create? What can I choose? What else is possible? There's a, you know, there's universes that open up and stuff. Like you said, you can't even comprehend right now. You might get an energy out of it, but you can't see what it's going to look like. So.
Yeah, I like that idea of having that roadmap to success or whatever. Like, because do you ever find following instructions like so hard to do? It's just not in my nature, and that's what I feel like. If I have to stick too tightly to a plan, like I can be very good at instituting stuff and knowing, you know, the law or what needs to be in place or whatever. But it's never that place of putting your blinkers on. It's always having the information and then being able to create with it. And that was one of the skills I learned along the way, was how good I was at kind of like knowing the rules, following rules and breaking rules. You know what I mean? You get to know where to play and maybe, you know, when to play ball, let's say, and then when to color outside the lines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it turns out maybe we might not be broken after all. But we're coming up to another ad break, and we're going to be coming into the last part of the show, I think. Time flies. So we'll catch you again on the other side.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back to the very last part of today's Joy Business Radio show. You're still with me, Melanie Mead, and I've actually really been enjoying talking to Venus. As we were saying at the start of the show, we were familiar with each other, but we didn't know each other very, very well. But we kind of had a bit in common.
And isn't it great that we just get, you know, we get to know each other on the show. So
exactly. And people get to listen to it too. It's almost like they're eavesdropping. But and you know, sometimes you only feel like it's you, but it turns out there's a lot of us that can actually feel that way, that, you know, what good are we? How can we actually succeed? Or, you know, do you ever come with a brilliant idea and like nobody can even understand what you're saying? And you usually think it's like you're wrong, you know what I mean? And you're not. And that's the one thing from today's conversation is those places in our lives where it's like, you know, if there's nothing wrong and nothing to fix, like what would you choose now? Because we have to, and I see this in business a lot as well, and it's so hard to kind of come out of the habit of either feeling wrong or having to make somebody else wrong and actually kind of go to a different place with it. Like, what are you aware of there? Like, what tools do you use? How have you found that, you know? Because that's kind of where I'm heading now, because the old way of doing life and business really doesn't work because it's just so clunky.
Well, would you say more about what are you doing with it? How are you addressing it now?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just that thing of like growing up or whatever. I remember when you'd go to work and something wasn't working out. Like, I remember one of my jobs years ago, it was a summer job when I was in college. I knew one of the ladies that worked in there, and she pulled me aside and she said, she'd be very careful of such and such a person. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, this other person's dad worked there, so she was in favor with everyone. And she used to go down and go, do you ever notice Melanie's always 5 minutes late? And I was never 5 minutes late. I was always there on time, be it after break or after lunch. But like, when you kind of go through life in business, when people are doing things like that they're, you know, like they're making, either trying to make you look wrong to deflect stuff. Or when I left my last job, I used to do this financing thing. It was a job of about 3 people. But they made this really big deal about something about it before I left. And they made me so wrong for what I was doing. But then when I left, it was just an absolute, like, storm was left behind because nobody could do the way that I did it. But this is, like, inherent horridness in people sometimes in order to make themselves feel better. They have to make somebody like you and I that are extremely different, because we're never going to be able to, you know, charm the pants off people or kind of connect with them. They have to make you wrong. And then sometimes we're kind of trained then to, when something doesn't work, you actually have to find the problem. And it's not necessarily point the finger, but you nearly have to tell people why it hasn't worked. Like, it's almost like this way that it's ingrained into you to behave in order to survive. Well, actually, what I started to learn with the tools of Access Consciousness, and I did a class with Dane here recently in Maestro in Rome. It was just phenomenal. And it's about, it's not even about playing there anymore. Like, we had to learn to survive. And actually, people like us, that's not where we thrive. And it's totally stepping out of that game and into something else. And it's a whole other set of skills. And what I find working with people now that maybe either don't know what I know, or they, like, when I say it to them, they're not fully comprehending where I want to take something. So rather than making myself wrong or trying to force a situation, I actually start using tools. And one of the tools I've had to use over the last couple of years is when it was somebody else's idea. You know what I mean? So without making myself wrong, maybe getting it to the correct person, that when the timing's right, when something pops, that you don't go, that was me. That was my idea. You actually like almost step back and allow it to expand rather than going in trying to own it. It's a really different, it takes so much confidence, and it can, sometimes can be hard because you can feel very invisible on some things, which isn't always true. But that part of like, when you come from trying to survive in that kind of atmosphere, because Venus, it does suit people for us to appear broken because we're so different. You know what I mean? And we bought that life for so long. But like, that will just melt away when we don't buy it, when we don't actually realize, well, once we get that we're not broken, but once we get that we don't have to play that game, that we can take it somewhere completely different. And one of the most intimidating ways you can be in the world is that way of, you know, you're not wrong. If you make a mistake, you can own up to it as well. You know what I mean? But it's not about the blame game. It's not about being wrong. It's not about, I can't do this, therefore I can't do that. It actually is going into that place of what else is possible and, you know, like lowering those barriers to what's going on around you. And, you know, kind of, it's a bigger game than one person. I hope that's making sense. Because what I find is you can plan it out or you can look at it, but when, say, 10 people get together, you really have to be in the question of what's going on and know when to kind of make a move, let's say. It sounds like a game of chess. But I hope I'm making sense, because it's such a different ball game rather than trying to prove or just basically, you know, like you were saying, hide and hope nobody ever notices. But it's the most banal.
That's such a great example, though, and thank you for sharing that, because it, you know, is that also just being the invitation to something different? It's like, yeah, we're different, and like Dane is doing the Be Different, Stay Weird call, year-long program, and like it's like constantly reminding me, be as different as you are, be as weird as you are, you know, doesn't matter, because then it does give other people permission to do the same. It's the cutting ourselves off and trying to fit into other people's reality and do it the way that other people do it that doesn't actually work. You have a capacity. We all have capacities. Can we show people a different possibility and is available? Without, of course, started the show judging ourselves.
And the other thing I find too with some people is, because when there's a stage where you can kind of own something, you know, when you've got lots of ease or something, a lot of people always look at you and go, you have it so easy. And I'm like, no, I ask questions all the time. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of, it's that thing where I have to come at it from a different angle, because that's the way that works for me. That's maybe why it looks so easy, because if I tried to do it the normal way, I would be a train wreck. It would just be a total and utter disaster.
Right? Which is actually, you know, a great way to follow the energy. You know, it's like, yeah, just pay attention to whether it's heavy and it's a lot of work versus it's easy and light. Doesn't have to make sense. It's like, you know, what has ease to it for you, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. And it's like that all life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory.
Not pain, suffering, and glory.
Glory, yeah. And a lot of people find that's where you get to prove it. You know what I mean? Like, that's where you prove your worth. You know, that's the blood. And there's days I've worked long days, or when I was like leaving my day job, I might have worked my day job and then collected my son and then worked at night. But it was never hard, because I knew I was, as you were saying, following the energy and creating something greater. So, like, it's about flipping everything on its head and actually realizing it's not what it appears to be. And that if we keep trying to do it the way we're told, you end up kind of sick, sad, and depressed, to be honest, and in a lot of self-judgment.
Right. Which then has you feel like you're broken, you need to be fixed. And this is about, you're not broken. You don't need to be fixed. And what are you capable of that maybe nobody else is capable of? And can you acknowledge that and be that?
And by not being it, it's almost like denying, you know, what the gift you have to give. You know what I mean? It's like, you not sharing that or being that actually might not allow something to be created in the world. And it's not necessarily about like growing your own business or becoming an entrepreneur, but it is kind of freeing yourself from that judgment, which Access Bars is great for. And also for me, and people might think it's crazy if you don't have a business, a Joy Business class, because that was a total like game changer for me. And I know, and I'm being really good right now, we have maybe 2 minutes, not even, left on the show. So I do want you to let people know where they can find you, because we're being very professional now, because if they would like to know more or find out more or even have a session or a conversation with you, where would they find you, Venus?
Thank you, Melanie. Yeah, I have a website, venuscastleberg.com, and Berg is B-E-R-G. And then also I do Facebook Lives, and so Venus Castleberg CF page on Facebook is also a great place to find me. And then the Om Times Outside the Impossible radio show. That's
And the Joy Business radio show now too.
Yeah, so all over the radio. And I was just featured on iHeartRadio, so that was fun. So,
oh, awesome. You're everywhere.
Yeah.
You will not be there.
I went from 0 to 100.
you went into all gears, Venus. But no, it was like, we're not done yet. Like there's a little bit left of the show. But like, thank you for coming on, and like, I love listening to other people and the way that they see the world and all these kind of things. So I find at the end of the day, we're all unique, but we're all not that different. We're not separate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Talking to people and listening to the way they see the world, their unique way. It's such a freeing thing for people to be able to just be themselves. And it's a gift for you then, when other people are willing to be it in business and in life and everything. You know what I mean? Everyone reaps the benefits of it.
Yeah, being the invitation.
So
be you.
Exactly.
Somebody right here.